AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Prices are much lower in many parts of the country, but AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas nationwide has dipped below $4 a gallon for the first time in 5 months. Falling prices for gas, airline tickets, and clothes are giving consumers a bit of relief, although inflation is still close to a four-decade high. Unemployment claims rose again last week to the highest level since November. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
There were 262,000 claims last week, up 14,000, the fifth increase in 6 weeks. Jobless benefit claims are often seen as an early sign of where the jobs market is heading. For now, it's showing signs of strength. Employers added 528,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate is 3.5%, tying a half-century low. Still, the overall economy faces challenges, with high inflation and, in turn, higher borrowing costs, with the Federal Reserve boosting interest rates to fight higher prices. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prices at the wholesale level fell from June to July, the first month-to-month drop in more than 2 years. A powerful house explosion in Evansville, Indiana, killed three people. 39 houses in all were damaged. Evansville's fire chief, Mike Conley, was asked if it was a gas explosion.
Well, I could speculate, but I'm not going to speculate. The investigation's underway. No cause determined.
It was the second house explosion in the area in Evansville in just over 5 years. More than 1,000 firefighters in France are struggling to contain a wildfire burning through pine forests. The fires come as Europe is suffering under a severe heat wave and drought. Authorities in Lebanon say a man with a shotgun has taken employees and customers hostage at a Beirut bank and threatened to set himself on fire with gasoline. This is AP News. Experts see Canada's euthanasia laws as a threat to the disabled. Alan Nichols had a history of depression and other medical issues, but none were life-threatening. The 61-year-old Canadian was hospitalized in 2019 over fears he might be suicidal.
He felt that he was more of a nuisance to the staff there, and that it was just easier just to go and not be a bother to anybody.
His daughter, Erin Smith, says within a month, Nichols submitted a request to be euthanized, and he was killed. Only one health condition was listed as a reason for his request to die: hearing loss. Canada arguably has the world's most permissive euthanasia rules. Family physician Dr. Ramona Coelho says death is being offered as a way out.
The system is being applied so liberally and so easily in such a short time period that people are dying who would have recovered with greater care and resources to live.
Canada is set to expand euthanasia access next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.